Some nights I stay up, casting in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw.
Welcome to Sherry's World, broadcasting live on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
Some nights I wish they'd just fall off.
If you'd like to talk to Sherry, dial 914-803-4365. And now, here's your host, Psychic Sherry. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sherry's World here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I am the G-Man, and we'll be bringing Sherry on in just a second. I kind of want to run down how everything is going to run tonight. So when we bring you on to the call with us, what I will do is I'll call out your area code. So, for example, I'll go 317, what's your name, where are you calling from, and tell me a little bit about your weather. And what that's going to do, it's going to allow Sherry to get into your energy and be able to convey any kind of message that Spirit has for you at this time. So let's see what else we got going on. We want to do say that Sherry's World is for entertainment purposes only. Also, if when you call in, make sure that you don't have us on speakerphone or you don't have your external speakers up loud. That causes a little feedback between us and you, which would cause the audio to be really nasty. And we'll be going, huh? And you'll be going, huh? And we can't hear each other. So make sure that's turned down and just use it on the phone. If you're on the webpage on blogtalkradio.com/Sherry Klein, go ahead and smash down on that favorite button so you can be apprised of all the shows and all the information that we put out onto the Blog Talk page. And you'll get those first. So with that being said, without further ado, here's our host, Psychic Sherry.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Greg. How's
Hello.
It going?
It's good today. I don't know why. It's just good. Well, I was listening to very loud music before the show, so that always gets me pumped up a little bit.
Yeah. Before I used to do platform, everybody always be like, oh, listen to, you know, I want to say aggressive music, but just music that makes your heart open up and that kind of gets spirit going. So,
right. I listen to just about everything between Tom Petty, the Eagles, Steely Dan, and it was very loud. I think my ears are still ringing.
Loud music.
Yeah, me too. Classic loud. That's how kind of the vibe I got today for some reason. Just a classic feel, which is really cool. Oh, I wanted to put out to your website. So once we go through and start taking these calls and you guys are really enjoying what you're hearing, because I know you will, and you want more, you can go over to psychicsherry.org, and that's SHARI.org, and you can do all the scheduling and booking and everything right there on that page. So I want you to keep that in mind as well. Got a little mini investigation coming up on Sunday. So I'm looking kind of forward to that. That's the one with the Ouija board that I was telling you about a couple weeks ago.
I was just going
to
ask, is that the guy with the Ouija board?
Yes. Yep, that's him. So we're going to take care of that.
Ooh, that's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, it is. I'm really kind of, I don't know. I'm excited to see what kind of audio I get. But in the same time, it's weird. Like something's not right, but I don't necessarily think that it's spirit in their house that's the problem. So I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. And I'll update you guys when we come back next week as well. We'll let you know what was going on. So we'll see.
Yeah, I'd love to hear some audio from that.
Right? I got to dig out my good recorders, too. I don't want to have to go through having to transfer it from here to there and just plug it in and get it right on the computer and start messing around and see what I can find, which is awesome. There's
is
nothing
that where,
better.
Yeah. Is that where you're going to take a medium or a lady who crosses people over? Didn't I hear you say that like on the last couple shows?
Yeah, it's a guy, and he
it's a guy.
Yeah, he crosses spirit over. He's I don't know. He seems like he's pretty good at what he does. So, you know, we'll have to kind of see what's going on. This is the same guy that we'll be going to Waverly with next year as well.
Mm. Yeah, that's fun.
Right.
I love this time of year.
I know, right?
To me, it seems like a lot of spirits and a lot of unsettled spirits or ghosts. Ghosts are different than spirits. Ghosts are the dead people who've never crossed over. Spirits have crossed over, but they come back. So
right.
To me, this time of year feels like there's so many more ghosts around that just are crying for help because they're lost and they need to be crossed over.
Well, do you think, and this is kind of what I think, that because October being Halloween and everybody gets into kind of a spooky spirit and they're thinking about ghosts and spirits and scary stuff, that energy pool just kind of builds up, which kind of fuels the spirits.
Maybe.
Kind of a little bit
the
of
minute
punch
you
of
said
it.
That, my whole arms, I got cold chills all over my arms.
Right.
Talking.
I've always thought that is like, you know, during October, everybody is thinking about the supernatural and it just kind of, you know,
it's the collective. One
plus one together, you're getting two. I mean, everybody is throwing energy into that, which would in turn give power to spirit. So pretty neat stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. I did want to put out, can we talk about the radio station real quick?
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay.
I love that. Do it.
For you guys that don't know and haven't been listening to the show, which, you know, for now on, you need to keep listening to the show. The Quantum Radio Network is now up and running. We'll be adding shows to the network, and that's quantumradionetwork.com. And all the things, all the tools that you would need to listen, including a chat room, is right there on the show page. So check that out. And I would be extremely grateful. Let's see. What else we got going on? I say here
and
watch.
Can I say something? Because I am so, like, you're really into all of the computer stuff. Because I asked you before the show, do I turn on the radio and listen to you? And you're like, no, you have to go to the internet on your laptop or your computer. And then you type in, what is it?
QuantumRadioNetwork.com.
And then if they go on there, then they can see when your show is going to be broadcasted.
Yes. I'll have I have a show page up that I'll be adding times and days and show names of what's going on. I'm in the process of working on two new shows to bring to the network right now. The third show will be Infrared Radio, which is not a new show. It's an old show that Deb and I, my co-host, have done for a while, but we're bringing it back. The YouTube connection is on that page as well, so you can watch us live when we act stupid and laugh at each other, because there's a whole lot of stupid and laughing at each other going on. Just quantumradionetwork.com, and you can listen through your Android, your BlackBerry, or your iPhones as well. Those links are on the website. There's a live 365 button that will be the channel that plays music as well as having shows. It's 24/7, so you can click on that if you're just chilling out and want to listen to some decent music and, I think is decent, and enjoy that. But everything is right there on that page. Just, you know, check it out, smash on it, and yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I can't wait till you guys have one.
Yeah, me too. I'm ready for it to start ramping up. October, like I said, is such an energetic month, and I think it's going to be a good month for Infrared Radio to come back on air. So,
yeah.
But yeah.
Good.
Right. So,
Do we have anybody in the queue?
We do have people in the queue, and I think we can go ahead and get ready and start doing that, right?
Just tell them what they need to do.
All right. We're going to go with area code 256. Tell us your name. Tell us your where you're calling from, and tell us a little bit about your weather.
I am Kimberly Ford. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia, and the weather is clear and warm.
Okay. Hi, Kimberly. I'm just kind of scanning your energy here just a bit. When I get into your energy, what your team wants me to tell you is that it's getting ready to be It's getting ready to be harvest time for you. You have been planting a lot of seeds with your thoughts. They're going to say within the last 5 years, a lot of them, you have switched up a bit. But the last year, you've really tried putting it out to the universe what it is that you want. And they're telling me that it's almost harvest time. You can feel this. You can feel that something's getting ready to change for you, can't you?
Yes.
And your team wants me to tell you that it is getting ready to. It may be another month or two, but there's going to be a lot of things that are switching up. They're telling me that you juggle a lot of things. You're very good at multitasking, but they don't want you to take on too much because you do tend to do that. You do tend to take on a little bit more, and then you might drop a ball here or there. They're showing me a juggler, like you might drop a ball here or there. They want you to focus on, maybe sit down and write down what it is that, prioritize what it is that you want. Because there's a lot of things, when I get into your energy, there's a lot of things that you want. But they want you to kind of focus on just one and then throw your energy out into that and give it everything you got. Give it a good college try. Give it everything that you've got.
Okay.
So funny. When I ask your team, I'm like, why are you showing me this? This is a sidebar, kind of odd. How do we say this? I don't know if you've been really hungry lately because they're showing me that your metabolism and that your energy is starting to really vibrate a lot higher. And when your energy starts to vibrate a lot higher, your energetic body can go along with it, but your physical body is having a hard time. So your physical body, it makes it feel tired. So when you feel tired, you're going to want to eat more because you're thinking that, oh, if I just eat more, it'll give me a little more energy. I don't know if you're there yet, but you are making the shift. Let's talk about that. Is any of this making sense to you?
Yes, it is. It is.
Okay. Yeah. So... and your team says it's great. If you can eat all day long, you can graze all day long, but let's monitor what it is that you're eating. You don't,
okay.
When you're tired, you don't want to grab for the Reese's peanut butter cups because I've been doing that a lot because it's Halloween, or
oh
the
my
potato
God.
Chips. But
that's what I've been eating.
Hello?
Oh, my God. Yes, can you hear me?
Reese's peanut butter cups?
Reese's peanut, yes.
That's funny, isn't it? Because
yes,
it's funny. Because your team tells me when you grab them, it does give you, it makes you not tired just for a little bit. But then guess what? Wowee, when that sugar high comes down, then you're even more tired than when you first grabbed it. So your team was, oh, I got cold chills everywhere. So your team is saying you can grab that food, but they want you to be very conscious of everything you put in your mouth because the things that you're putting in your mouth is making you tired. So they would suggest, and I'm with you. When I'm tired, I'm not going to grab a hunk of lettuce or a big thing of spinach, you know? I'm with you. I'm grabbing the candy, the potato chips, or drinking a soda pop, even if it's a diet one, and those aren't our friend either. But they're just saying, if you can just wean yourself from those things, just for one day, your team says, tell her, ask her, if she'll just give us one day without sugar, one day without potato chips. Yeah, I'm with you. It's easier said than done. And if you can't go the whole day, then your team says, cut out the one thing that, let's cut out the Reese cups, your team says.
Okay. Okay.
And then once you get used to not eating the sugar, the Reese cups, then you can kind of downplay other things, and you will find it's a crazy thing. You'll find you'll feel so much better because your body is wanting to ascend with your spiritual body and your mental body, but it just can't do it because you're weighing it down with the things that you put into your mouth. So once you try to monitor those, what they're showing me, because they keep showing me that this beautiful field of the seeds that you planted, they just can't be harvested until you start to monitor a little bit about what it is that you put in your body. And one last thing, because our timer's up, but I don't know if you ever go to a movie by yourself, but your team is showing me you sitting in a movie theater. And it can be one of those $1.50 movies. You know, we have those where I live. You live in Georgia, but maybe they have those. I don't like to pay full price, but some people do. It's not a movie at home. It's a movie in the movie theater. Have you ever gone to a movie by yourself?
No, I haven't.
Thank you, because your team is saying, let's do that.
Okay.
It's a funny thing. I've never gone to a movie by myself either. That's on my bucket list. I want to do that.
Okay.
And your team is saying there's something that will happen. It's like some sort of freedom. So that's what your team is suggesting, even though these seem like trivial little funny things, but they can really make a big impact, make a big change in your life.
Okay.
So with that being said, thank you, Kimberly, for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, great. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, if you guys are liking what you're hearing, go over to psychicsherry.org. That's spelled SHARI.org. And you can book and schedule a reading right there on the website. We're going to keep pressing on with our callers here. And we're going to go area code 470. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And tell us a little bit about your weather.
My name is Casey, and I'm calling from Georgia, and it's warm, and it's clear. It's warm and clear.
Hi, Casey. I'm in your energy. Well, we have two people from Georgia, so I'm going to start the timer. Two people from Georgia. And as I get into your energy, it just shows me that trying to walk the path, but it's almost like you're walking through sludge. And what your team is telling me is that things that should be easy really aren't that easy. Things that you think are going to be easy, they tend to like snowball on you, and you're like, holy cow, why can't this be easy? Why does everything have to be such a big deal? Is this making sense?
Yes.
And they're just showing me that you're just trying, you have very good intentions. But the one thing that your team is telling me is that you don't have enough confidence in yourself. And wow, they're pulling me back to something happened to you when you were 12 years old. And this is a very significant age for you at 12. You may not know what it is right now, and if you do, you don't have to talk about it because some of these things can be very personal. But there is a part of you that feels like good things only happen to other people. There's a part of you that feels like that. Well, how can we say this? You're conditioned for things not to go well. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
And your team is asking me to tell you that they would love for you to change your thought patterns, because you see, when you expect something bad to happen, guess what? Something bad happens, because it is the law of this earth. It's a universal law that the universe has to give us what we vibrate at. So if you always think it doesn't matter how good I do, everything's going to screw up, the universe feels your vibration, so they think you like it, and it'll keep giving you situations to where things just screw up. So your team is asking me to ask you, or to tell you, you can do anything you want because we have free will, but to tell you to monitor your thoughts. When you find yourself saying, things aren't working out for me, then say, you know what? Yeah, they do. And go through your memory banks on the things that did work out for you. They're pulling me into a different direction with you, and I feel like I'm in a choir. I feel like I'm back in the old school days, or I'm up on stage. We're singing choir. It's not choir so much. It feels like a Christmas play. Are you a good singer?
I love to sing. But I don't know how well
you know what?
I can
Stop
sing,
it.
But
I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear your excuse, because your team says she's a good singer. So when you ask her, she's gonna say, "I like to sing," but there's a part of you that feels like if you say I'm good, then you feel like you're being narcissist or cocky or something, isn't there? You're a good singer, period, aren't you?
Yeah. Yes.
Perfect. Now, don't see, your team says she laughs, she giggles, and then it's so hard for you to say, yes, I'm a good singer. Your team says, you know what? Own it. Say, I am a good singer.
Okay.
I'm a good singer. Perfect. I could hear that so much more clear. And you see, when you said that, the vibration of your words, you just threw them out to the universe. Wow. And you know what? You are a good singer. You're really good at even making up your own lyrics. I don't know if you've ever tried to write songs or something, but your team says you would be wonderful at that. Because that when your team brings this up to me, your team is telling me this is how you release trapped energy inside of you. Is through your words and through singing. I love your teeth and your lips. They're really pretty when I get into your energy. You must have a lot of people comment. Do a lot of people comment on how pretty your smile and your teeth is?
Yes. And I always have wanted to be in a choir, because I used to be a member of a congregation with about 8,000 people in it. And I used to want to, you know, I wanted to get in, join the choir, but I was afraid.
Perfect. Because what your team shows me, I just didn't pull choir out of a hat. It came from your team. There's a part of your soul that misses that. There's a part of your soul that wants you to be in it feels like a church choir. Are you talking about church?
Yep, church.
We are too. Yes. I love the church hymn. There's something about church hymns. When you sing it, when you sing church hymns, it goes all the way to the center of your core, into the center of your heart. And you see, you've blocked that off so much. That's why they bring it up. They're saying, go back to a church. Go to any church. There's a million. I can swing a dead cat and hit a church. You know, you can go to any church. Go into any church. Your voice is pretty. Your teeth. Irene, stop it. She goes, man, her teeth is pretty and her lips are pretty. Irene likes your lipstick. But they want you to get in there and sing. And then that will help you to release trapped energy.
Okay.
I wish I had more time with you, but I love your energy, and even though it didn't seem like much, but the little bit that your team gave you, I think it'll it's enough to bring you hope. It's enough to get you, because you're stuck right now.
Mm-hmm.
It'll get you, it's like somebody gradually, very kindly pushing you forward. So do that. You see, it's not enough to listen to what your team has to say. You have to make a conscious effort to try to change. If nothing changes, then nothing changes. You don't like the way your life's going, then switch up something. You can't keep doing the same thing and expect a different result.
Right, exactly. That is so true.
So you get into that choir and Irene, you're so funny. She goes, tell her to record it and then call into my show so we can all hear how pretty your voice is.
Okay, I sure will.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Casey.
All right. Thank you, too.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And go over to psychicsherry.org, and Sherry is spelled Sherry.org. And if you're digging what you're hearing, you can go over there and schedule a read with Sherry right there on her webpage. You don't have to do anything special. It's all right there, and it's all good to go. So let's push on to our next caller. Area code 646, what's your name, where are you calling from, and tell us a little bit about your weather.
All right, my name is Lisa. I'm calling from New York City, and today it's unusual. For it to be 45 degrees so soon at this time of year. So it was a little nice. The weather was very nice, and then it just turned cold all of a sudden.
Okay. What is your name? I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you. What's your name again?
It's Lisa. Lisa.
I still can't hear it. Can you, Greg?
It's Alisa.
Alisa.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm in your energy. I love spirit because I'm like, man, I can barely hear her. And they said, that's okay because that's the way she runs her energy. And what they're telling me is that you tend to throw your energy way ahead of where you're at. You tend to put the cart before the horse. Does this make sense?
Yeah, it's a bad habit.
And you worry about things that have ceased to exist.
Yes.
And what your team is asking me to ask you is, they want me to tell you that you're limiting. You are limiting your future potential timelines with your thoughts.
Okay.
Because you like to really be in control. And you're going to control everything. And that's why you throw yourself out. And I'm not putting you down because I can assure you I do the same thing. You throw yourself out. You try to control. And I'm not saying that you're trying to control everybody. You try to control yourself because you like to look at plan A, plan B, plan C if things don't work out. So in your analytical mind that sometimes you make wrong choices. Sometimes you make wrong decisions because you're so in your head, you don't feel that that gut feeling, like if something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I got cold chills, and they said, she does that a lot.
Yes, I do, which is not good.
But you know what? You're not broken. You're just trying, because you, thank you, Irene. Wow, they pull me back to when you were 3 and 4 years old. When you were or 4 years old, they show me this little teeny tiny girl who, wow, she's like 18 years old.
Yes.
Bossy?
Yes.
It's so funny. I can see you. And the beauty of this is you had so much power when you were 3 or 4 years old.
Yes.
It reminds me of one of my grandbabies. Like, it's so funny how a little teeny tiny thing can control so many adults around her. You did that. And it's, you were just actually a doll baby. But what they're saying is, and it worked great for you, because what we hear is the squeaky wheel always got, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. And you learned that very young.
Yes.
But now that you're older, your team is asking you, because you're getting tired of, you feel like you're beating your head against the wall, and you're getting tired of always having to figure everything out.
Yes.
So your team is asking you to just put it out to the universe, what you want,
okay,
and feel how you want to feel. If you don't, if sometimes they're telling me you don't even know what you want, and I'm the same way. I really don't know what I want, but I know how I want to feel.
Yes.
And they say focus more on the feeling of what you want to feel like. And when
okay,
you put that out to the universe, you don't have to tell God or the universe how to do it, because I'm pretty sure when you do that, you're shortchanging yourself.
Okay.
So if you put it out to the universe, am I on speakerphone or something?
No, no, you're not. I'm just going to try. No, you're not on speaker.
Okay, because I'm hearing a lot of different feedback, but that's okay. Your team is asking you to put it out to the universe, what you want, and then sit back and wait for it to happen. Don't don't put an outcome on how you, I want to feel secure in my, I want to feel financially secure, so I'm going to put it out to the universe that I get this job and that. No, just put the vibration.
Okay.
What would it feel like if I were financially secure? And then you leave it up to God, because I'm pretty sure, and you leave it out to the universe, and it's going to be a lot better than what you think. And then you sit back and you wait for it. And you, you not only wait for it, you expect it, because it's going to happen.
Okay.
When you were a little girl, and even now, you were, crap, I forgot to set my timer. I do that every time. Well, I'll do it a little bit longer. You work with the fairies and the elementals and the gnomes. Do you know that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you did that as a little girl? And the fairies and the gnomes and also the whales and the dolphins. We love water around you as well.
Yes.
Very drawn. The minute I said that, I feel like I had one of your ancestors come in from the other side. I don't know if this is a, feels like a grandmother energy to me.
Okay, that's fine.
It feels like a mother energy, but a grandmother energy. Did you have a grandmother played a big part in raising you?
Yes. She didn't raise me,
what
but
is her
I
first name?
To what she said. Rosa.
Okay, because thank you. Rosa has stepped in here. She's very straight and to the point. She's not laughing and cutting up with me. She is just like, this is it, and that's it. And I feel like I want to, ears have grown 12 times the size. I want to hear everything she's got to say. And that's what she did to you, because she's so filled with wisdom. You see, she comes through.
Yeah.
She loves
you.
Aww. And what she's telling, wants me to tell you is you're making this life out to be a lot harder than what it needs to be.
Yes, it's true. Okay. All right. Yes.
She loves you, and she loved to use her hands and to do things. One thing also she's telling me is to just be more carefree and more childlike. You tend to plan everything. She's asking you to be a little more spontaneous.
Okay. I can do that.
She's also saying, why don't you water your flowers? Do you have plants in your home?
I do have a plant in my room. It probably does need water. I haven't looked at it in a while.
She's like, she's so funny. She's like going through your house trying to tidy things up. you're a little messier than what she was.
Yes, she's very clean.
Yeah, she's like, there's something about a bed that she doesn't like if the bed is made and there's wrinkles in it. If she makes a bed and somebody sits on it, oh, that's not good.
Yeah, no, that's not good, no.
And you're a little bit more loose with that.
Mm-hmm.
And she's tidying up. So she's so funny. I love her. She's so straight and to the point. Nothing gets past her.
Nothing at all.
But she wants me to tell you that she loves you and that if you want her to help you, and she says even if she doesn't, but she's kidding because she can't come through unless you do. But if you want her to help you, you ask her, and she can be one of your guides. She can help you. She can help you feel more organized because you feel so scattered.
Yes.
And she's going to come in and help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm sending her love, and she's coming through. If you like this read, feel free to give me a call. We can do a personal read. Some of this can get a little bit personal.
Okay. All right.
So,
I will.
All right. So, thank you for calling in.
Okay. Thank you. I'll talk
bye
to you soon, definitely. Okay.
Awesome. All right. The website is psychicsherry.org, and Sherry is spelled Shari, and that's .org. We're going to have time for one more call. So let's go right here. Area code 301. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And tell us a little bit about your work.
Teresa. Teresa, D.C.
Did you say Felicia?
Teresa.
And you're calling from where?
D.C.
D.C.?
Yes.
What's the weather like there?
A little windy and chilly.
Okay, so I'm in your energy. I'm going to start the timer. I'm in your energy. Wowee. You hold your energy very close to you. You have learned how to do this even as a little kid, because as a little kid, it's almost like every man for themselves. So you've grown up somehow to where you feel like it's every man for themselves, and you almost have eyes in the back of your head. We do realize that life is not fair. Does this make sense?
Yes.
But you know what? Wow, I feel like I have somebody coming in showing me a piano from the spirit world. You've got a lot of ancestors. Okay, they're throwing me into your home. I'm seeing a lot of activity, a lot of spirit activity in your – I'm getting a lot of feedback. Am I on speakerphone?
No.
Okay. Must be spirit.
Is there
I'm getting
a television
thrown
player
into your...
in the background?
Could be the bus.
Hello?
Okay, maybe that's it.
No. That's a question.
Are you there?
Oh. Yeah, I am.
Okay. I'm getting thrown into your home. I'm feeling a lot of activity in your home, and it's not live people. It seems more like spirit energy. It doesn't feel heavy and negative. It feels more like a little bit mischievous, but kind of fun, like spirits are just kind of messing with things. Have you noticed anything weird, like things have been misplaced or TVs turn on or off or lights flickering or you hear noises or pop? I'm hearing a pop in the bedroom, a pop in the... Are you hearing any of these things?
I think a little.
Okay. Just a lot of activity there. And nothing to be scared of. It is just the home. It's not so much with you. I feel like it's with the home. This doesn't feel like a new home. This feels like an older home that you're in. Is it an older home?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. And there's just a lot of nooks and crannies, and there's a lot of the walls in the home have picked up a lot of energy from a lot of people before you. And the spirits are kind of trying to get your attention, so to speak, because you, whether you know it or not, have a very good gut feeling, a very good intuition. You know when somebody talks to you and they lie to you, don't you?
Yes.
And you know when somebody smiles and they're not happy. And so
yes.
You're very intuitive. You're very open. And the home picks up on you. And the home, I do feel you do have a few spirits that are in there. And one of them seems like a little girl that may be a little soul that's kind of a little bit lost, and that's okay. They're all over the place. Nothing to be worried about. But you can talk to this little girl. I wish I had more time. You can talk to this little girl and say, go to the other side, because her mommy's on the other side. There's other people that are waiting for this little girl, but somehow she doesn't want to leave this home. There seems to be something that happened in this home. There were a lot of things that went on in this home. Are you feeling the energy?
I'd say maybe a little.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I said, I think maybe a little that I am.
Okay, yeah. Okay, your team says it's nothing to worry about because you know what? There are so many spirits that are just, and homes that just call in a lot of energy. I am very drawn to a mirror in your house as well. Do you know what we talk about when we talk about sage or saging a home?
Yes.
There's a mirror in your home that I'm very drawn to. It feels like a long mirror. Like if I were to stand in front of it, it shows me my whole body, one of those mirrors. Do you have one of those?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the mirror. Is it by your bedroom or in a bathroom by your bedroom?
It's in the room.
Okay. This is the mirror that I'm talking about. This mirror has trapped souls, and don't be scared because this happens a lot. And you said you're familiar with sage, and we love that. So if you go and get sage, you just make the intention. Call upon the archangels. Call upon God, Jesus, or whoever your higher being is that you believe in, the archangels, Michael. And then make the intention. Oh, and I love that. He said, Archangel Michael said he will come and help you. You call upon him. You stage that mirror and you say, whoever's in here, come to the Archangel Michael. He will take them. This is what is needed in this room. And when you get rid of this, you'll sleep better because you're not sleeping very good at night, are you?
No.
This will help you sleep better.
All right. I'll do that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I wish I had more time with you, but our show is getting ready to end in like a minute. So
thank
you so much for calling
very
in.
Very much. You're welcome. Thank you.
You have a great day.
Oh, you too.
All right, you guys, if you liked what you heard, go over to psychicsherry.org. Check that out. All the information will be there on the webpage. where you can schedule and pick out which kind of, how length of a read that you want, and all that good information is right there. For all you live listeners, remember, smash down on that favorite button, and you'll get all upcoming information about the shows that we have coming up and whatnot. I also wanted to put out there that next week we'll be doing a show. I believe it's at 8 p.m. on Tuesday.
Yeah, Eastern Standard Time.
8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That would be 7 Central for you guys. Check us out again there or here on the blogtalkradionetwork.com/Sherry Klein. And we'll be doing a show on Thursday as well at our regular scheduled time. So we hope that you guys will come and hang out with us, give a call in, and maybe get a chance to get a little free mini read from Psychic Sherry. And I believe that's all that I've got. But it has been a great show. And you callers, thank you for calling in and talking with Sherry. You guys were awesome.
All right. Yeah, they were awesome. I love all, it's all different, isn't it? It's fun.
It is.
It's all different.
It is. Very different.
So, yeah, but thank you, everybody, for calling in. And like Greg said, we're still going to have our shows on Thursday. But next Tuesday, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard, we're going to have a show. And then, so if you'd like to call, if that time works better for you, then call in. And we hope to see you then.
All right. You guys take care, and we'll see you very soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for joining us tonight for Psychic Sherry here on Blog Talk Radio. You can check Sherry out again next week, 6 Eastern, here right on the Blog Talk Radio Network.